Are you fucking serious? Oh, I cannot believe you. Drop it. Now. This is the third time you've gotten loose this month, and for what? It wasn't for food, as you've never shown any interest in the hunt whatsoever. So what then? Were you looking to frolic in the woods all on your own? Were you planning to eat this person? Tear them apart in frustration from failing yet again to catch even the smallest rabbit? We both know you do not have it in you to harm humans, no matter what they may do to you. Is it because you're bored? Sitting at home with nothing to do, but piddle around with the same lifeless toys day in and day out. All the while, I'm enveloped by my work, unable to give you any attention aside from when I require you for my studies. You have no one else to keep you company while we are apart. Well, it seems that will soon be a thing of the past, as you have taken it upon yourself to acquire a new friend. You seem to be in quite the predicament, human. Wounded, bleeding, and writhing on the ground in agony. Seems fitting for such a pitiful specimen such as yourself. Though, for whatever reason, she did choose you over any other human she has come across in these woods, so there must be something she sees in you. Oh, do not worry, human. Everything will be all right. I shall ease your pain. This is a simple sleeping spell, so no need to be afraid. No further harm will come to you. Resisting will not get you anywhere. There is nothing you can do to stop this, so please, calm yourself. There we go. Just let it happen. I was wondering when you would wake. Little Vivian here was starting to worry about you. You had been asleep for so long, she had begun to fear that you would not wake up. She kept nudging you around last night, hoping you would come too, but I... Okay, enough. Slow yourself, human. I cannot answer any of your questions when you are in such hysterics. You are in no danger here. Vivian is the last thing in this room to cause you any harm. Unless she gives you an overly tight hug, that is. She also seems to have no interest in biting you anymore, so no need to worry. Yes, human. The great beast that is so lovingly caressing you in her large arms is Vivian. She is an absolutely beautiful werewolf that has been by my side for many years now. And the one who thought you good enough for her to sink her teeth into your now healing shoulder. Now, ask your questions again, slowly. And I will answer them to the best of my ability. Well, this is my home. Vivian and I brought you here after what happened last night. Then I healed your wound and took some initial samples from your person. Ever since then, you've been resting here in her arms, while she has been ever so anxiously waiting for the moment you would wake. The samples? Oh, nothing to worry about. I just took a few of your hairs, some saliva, and cut one of your fingernails. You are, mostly, as you were before you came here. My name is Cynthia. I am a humble witch who lives in these woods. I primarily work in the arts of transmogrification, with the occasional aid of my companion here, along with some simple practical magic that you got to experience firsthand with that little sleep spell I used on you last night. And this lovely little lady. Vivian is a werewolf that is the result of a few experiments I conducted years ago. A simple objective of gaining a better understanding of exactly how a werewolf is able to change between forms. I had no practical reason as to why I would do this, other than the study of lycanthropy. After I had concluded my testing, I was left with a test subject who I had grown very attached to and did not want to let go of. So, I used my newfound knowledge of lycanthropy to make her into a werewolf permanently, saving her from the constant, excruciatingly painful transformations between her human and wolf forms every full moon, as well as gifting myself a new pet. Ever since then, she has been my loyal companion, keeping me company in these woods and aiding me in the gathering of ingredients needed for my studies. She may not seem very different from other werewolves, but she is my pride and joy, an incredible milestone in my research that I continue to cherish to this day, despite her inability to properly hunt any kind of game. However, recently, as I have become ever more involved in my work, I have unintentionally neglected her to the point of her escaping into the woods to find something to occupy herself with. It has become increasingly annoying as I have to track her down every time she runs off. And on her last little trek into the wilderness, she came across you and decided you would be the perfect little companion to keep her company while I am working. Or at least I assume that is why she wanted to turn you. Why, even now she's cuddling you like her own teddy bear. Well, in short, yes. You will gain a new form in that of a werewolf. That much is certain. However, I do not know the exact details of what will become of you. Though I have been studying transmogrification and consequently lycanthropy for what seems like a lifetime at this point, I have yet to observe what happens to a human that has been bitten by my dear Vivian. You will transform into a werewolf. Make no mistake about that. The question is, will you be like her and remain in your wolf form permanently? Or simply be like all other half-breeds and only change at the full moon? Or maybe something in between. It is very hard to say, as I've made so many alterations to her over the years. I have a few hypotheses. If you are to become a werewolf permanently, you may just remain as you are now until the next full moon. And that is when you will turn for the first and last time. You may also only transform into your wolf self upon your own cycle. You may turn only once per month, or week, or even per day, but still require the moon to be out regardless of the phase it is in. Another possibility is that you may not need the moon at all. You may transform slowly over the course of a few days to a week, and then stay like that forever. And it is because of these last two hypotheses that I thought it best to shackle you to the floor like this. If you are to transform at the first sight of the moon, no matter the phase, or if the transformation goes on for multiple days, then it is entirely possible for you to become so enraged at any point that you attack either me or Vivian in the middle of the night. This is just as much of a new experience for me as it is for you. So I would appreciate it if you would respect my need for a sound mind when I am asleep. Of course. Even if you end up carrying none of the modified traits I gave to Vivian, I can always bestow them onto you myself. No matter the outcome, I fully intend for you to be the perfect little submissive for Vivian after I've gathered all the information I can from you. And then maybe I can use you for more experiments in the future. Oh, cry all you want. Nothing you say can convince me to release you. You are going to provide me with information so invaluable that I would be a fool to let you go just so you could go back to a town of good-for-nothing villagers. A town that would turn on you at the first sight of any symptoms you display of lycanthropy. Do you honestly think that they would accept you as you soon will be? They will not care about who you once were. Nor would you even be able to tell them, as you'd soon lose your ability to speak when in wolf form. Trust me, keeping you here is doing both you and the townspeople a service. If you were to go back there, they would surely run you out of town. Or worse, they may capture you, torture you, burn you alive. And I'm sure you would not want that. Would you? Not even I would wish that upon a human, no matter what those villagers continue to think of me. Besides, you cannot possibly mean to tell me that you wish to leave sweet little Vivian alone, without a friend. See? She is absolutely enamored with you. I can tell you two are going to be perfect for each other. I guess you will just have to trust me when I say that this is for the best. Here now, have some of these berries. They will calm your nerves. Honey, if you insist on continuing to fight back, then I can make this many, many times worse for you. When I first found her, Vivian was a far greater challenge to tame than you currently make yourself out to be. And if I was able to make her behave all those years ago, then taming you should be mere child play. A few lashings here, a firm beating there. Or maybe I could force you into submission through magic. Strip you of your human wants and desires and make you into a dumb mutt. Would you like that? To be incapable of wanting anything more than my undying attention and to chase little rabbits through the woods. Nothing more than a good little lapdog. Now, if you really want to test me, then by all means continue to struggle and refuse to eat. Just know that the longer this goes on, the worse I can make your punishment. For wasting my time. Oh, what a good little pet, eating right out of the palm of my hand. Your senses will begin to slow down and dull soon, so do try to relax for me. It has been a whole day since Vivian found you, and I need to check your body to see if it has changed at all since then. Vivian, drop it. Vivian, I said drop it. Now. All right. First, I will need to remove your clothing. Do not worry. As I said before, it is only to check for noticeable abnormalities or changes in your body structure that have resulted from Vivian's bite. Other than your very obvious, beautiful yellow eyes, it is immediately clear that you have accumulated some very silky silver fur on your chest. Not a lot. In fact, it's barely noticeable, but from what I can tell, you are going to have a very beautiful coat of fur. Very very nice. It seems that my third hypothesis was more correct than I had initially thought. Interesting. Oh, and a slight elongation of the tailbone already. Very curious. Does it hurt at all yet? I cannot imagine that your spine growing in length would be a very comfortable experience. Oh, really? Well, how about if I push on it like this? Signs of pain shown only when pressure is applied. Best get used to it. Pain will be a constant for you in the coming days. I imagine it will be similar to growing pains you may have had as a child, but much, much worse. With the added bonus of your bones slowly breaking. It is a good thing those berries are finally starting to take effect. I really do not wish to hear you crying out in pain as the night goes on. Well, that seems to be all major changes for today. I will need to collect more samples before I retire back to my study. I apologize if the image of me holding a knife seems frightening to you. I have no other way of getting fingernail samples from you, so be a good little pet and stay calm. I am sorry, but I need to get samples from you as your transformation progresses. I know a knife seems scary, but the only thing I intend to cut is your fingernail, so do try to stay still, or my hand may accidentally slip and cut something other than your nail. Thank you. Now, for the hair. And of course, I will need a few strands from your new chest fur. And lastly, the saliva sample. If you would be so kind, human, please refrain from attempting to bite me as I collect. This from you. Perfect. Now, I think I will retire back to my study for tonight. I have other pressing matters to attend to. You may sleep if you wish, though you may find that difficult, as Vivian seems very eager to get to know you. See you two lovebirds later.